Dr. Keith Fargo is the Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach for the Alzheimer's Association. He'll be the keynote speaker at Wednesday's event at the Sanders Beach Corin Jones Resource Center. He says he'll tell the people attending that there is some good news and progress to report about Alzheimer's disease.
There is a lot happening in Alzheimer's disease in the research area. You know, we sometimes can feel a little bit of doom and gloom, you know, because we know Alzheimer's is a very difficult disease, uniquely troubling, uniquely burdensome, and there haven't been a lot of breakthroughs that we've seen in terms of medication for over a decade, really. But in terms of where we are with the research, there are a number of potential medications in phase 3 clinical trials right now, which actually look quite promising. It would be completely different kinds of medications, actually. Medications that might actually slow or stop the disease rather than just helping with symptoms for a period of time, which is what's available today. So we're really on the cusp of some life-changing kinds of breakthroughs in Alzheimer's research. And the other thing I'll talk about are the things that people can do today to reduce their risk. So we know that there are things that you can do to reduce your risk for developing cognitive decline or dementia as you age. A lot of things that have to do with exercise, kinds of food that you eat, et cetera. The Alzheimer's Association has a public-facing campaign called 10 Ways to Love Your Brain, which is really based on a review of the scientific literature that we undertook a few years ago. And the 10 modifiable risk factors, or what we're calling 10 ways to love your brain, that are supported by the scientific evidence include things like stopping smoking, controlling blood pressure. That's a really big one. But they also include things such as keeping your mind active, and that could be crossword puzzles, it could be Sudoku, it could be reading books, it could be taking a class at the local community college. The important thing to do is to continue challenging yourself from a mental perspective with your thinking and memory.
The event will focus not only on people with Alzheimer's disease, but all the people affected by the condition, which includes family members and especially caregivers.
There are about 6 million people in the U.S. today who have Alzheimer's disease dementia. And there are about 16 million people who are providing unpaid care for those individuals. You know, it tends to be family members. We know a lot of people are sandwich generation caregivers, so they're providing care for a parent usually, but also for minor children living at home. This is enormously taxing in terms of a person's time and energy. So the Alzheimer's Association does make a variety of resources available. And I would include anybody who's dealing with caregiving or thinks that they may be dealing with caregiving in the coming years to avail yourselves of those resources.
During the event, the 2019 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report will be unveiled, which has about 90 pages of research done by the association about the prevalence and cost of Alzheimer's disease. Quick preview, Alzheimer's disease will cost the U.S. $290 billion this year. And in this year's report, Dr. Fargo says they also looked at another question.
This year we commissioned a survey, actually a pair of surveys, into the use of the annual wellness visit that's a new Medicare benefit to do cognitive testing. A lot of people don't know this, but a cognitive assessment is actually a required component of the Medicare annual wellness visit. So this is a benefit that every senior has as part of being a Medicare beneficiary. But what we found is that this frankly isn't happening as frequently as it should. About half of seniors told us that they have ever had their thinking and memory assessed, and about half of physicians tell us that it's part of their standard practice. And only, unfortunately, about 16% or 1 in 7 seniors tell us that their thinking and memory is assessed on a routine basis.
Again, Dr. Keith Fargo, Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach for the Alzheimer's Association, will be the keynote speaker at the Alzheimer's Disease Research and Caregiver Symposium this Wednesday, March 20th at the Sanders Beach Corin Jones Resource Center. There is no charge, but to attend, you must RSVP at 800-272-3900. Bob Barrett, WWF News.